Get me out of here. That's probably what I said. If I could talk. But I was two. So I don't even remember it that well. And I'm not even sure if I could talk or string together that sentence at 2 years old. But that's probably what I said to Henry and Hallie Neesmith when they stopped by the foster care home looking for a child to bring them. Because probably even at two, probably knew it wouldn't be a good idea to stay here that long. And so I'm grateful that they picked me up. And so my story starts there. Like most stories, they have ups and downs. So on one hand, these angels, literally, who will become my parents, get me out of there. And then at the same time, I'm like, why didn't they want me? And so I struggled with, I had other biological siblings. As I would get older, I would find out that they got to stay with my biological mom, and I didn't. And so, you know, I'm a kid. I hadn't seen a therapist. I don't know what adults do. I just know that I didn't get to stay. And so a part of me struggled with, like, maybe I'm just not that special. Maybe I'm just not that lovable. Maybe something's wrong. And so through the years, public school in Philadelphia where I grew up, going to college, good college, but struggling there, not finishing, going bad, trying to figure all that out, having a job that was pretty good, but didn't love it. And all the while on that journey, still just trying to figure out whether or not I was special. And the good news is, along that journey, I had people like the Moniques and the Bens and the Dans, people putting on events like this today that would mentor me or support me and start to help me realize, like, no, you got adopted. Like, those people love you, and that your biological parents, it's okay for you to be angry at them and things like that, but they were doing the best they could. And I'm grateful that I found them about 4 years ago. And yeah, it turns out they were doing the best they could at the time. And now I'm blessed to, in an odd sort of way, have four parents. And there's obviously emotions and ups and downs that comes with those types of new relationships, but I'm grateful. But over those years, I struggled with, was I special? So, one of the things that drives me today is I know I'm not alone in sometimes feeling like maybe I'm not that lovable, or I'm not smart enough, or I'm not that good at something, or just that good as a person. And so one of the things I do now is just try to support and help people who they feel like they got the odds stacked against them. And help them rediscover how special they are, or help them get their swagger back, because I know what it's like to not have it. And so that's one of the things I do, whether it's with the talk radio show I have in Harlem, co coaching and consulting I do, or the opportunity like today to just be with you.